Chris Pohl, Associate AD for Events, joins us now. And, Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Trey. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Chris, first of all, let's talk about game day policies. I know that's one thing that you really want to talk about, and that's something that is, well, that's basically your main focus on game day is the policies, what people can bring into the stadium, what people can't bring into the stadium.
Sounds good, Trey. One of the things that I would recommend for games in Fayetteville right out of the box is that folks plan on arriving a little bit early because we've got a lot of construction both on campus and in and around campus. And so in order to give yourself plenty of time, we'd recommend that you plan on arriving a little bit early. Next, we don't really have any major policy changes this year, rather some things that we'd like to emphasize a little bit for folks. Our bag policy and our prohibited items are pretty much the same since last year. And our bag policy is no bags except those required for medical or child care. But we do allow purses as long as they are able to fit within a 14 by 10 by 10 box that we have available at all the shuttle stops and at the stadium entrances. Folks often wonder about our policies, and what I would want to say is we do a lot of research and we get a lot of input from Homeland Security and from our colleagues in the field relative to what we need to do to keep our fans as safe and our facility as secure as we can. And this is a policy that is pretty much right down the middle of the road with what folks are doing around the country, and with the emphasis of our giant goal is to reduce the total number of bags inside the facility and reduce the size. Those are for safety reasons. Obviously, we check all the bags prior to coming in, so that's a security measure. And then in terms of safety, trying to reduce the number of bags and the size of the bags really helps us in case we have to quickly evacuate the stadium. So we hope folks understand, especially given what's happened around the country lately, that, again, our goal is to keep the facility and our fans as safe and secure as possible. Towards that end, we do have express lines at all the gates. So if you don't have a bag, all you have to do is hit the express line, and hopefully we can move you quickly in.
Now,
I made a note about the other common questions we get and thought I might just talk about those for a half a second.
Sure.
Folks often ask, are stadium seats permitted in Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium? And the answer is yes, as long as they don't have arms, which tend to impact the person next to you, and as long as they are within a 16-inch width, they are permitted. The next question frequently asked is, what about cameras? We do allow still cameras as long as they don't have a lens that exceeds 6 inches, because then they go into the professional realm of cameras. And the last thing folks always ask us about is, what about umbrellas? And those are not permitted, and that is a policy that's pretty consistent with all other outdoor venues in the country. The other thing that I want to highlight for us this year, Trey, is just our ADA parking around campus. We do have an ADA lot, it's lot 56, that a fan with an ADA hang tag is permitted to park in as long as the person that received the ADA tag from the Department of Motor Vehicles is one of the folks in that car. Oftentimes, unfortunately, we've got folks that are using the tag and the person that actually needs the accommodation is not one of those in the vehicle. So in order to try to make sure that we have enough space for the people who really need it, that's going to be a requirement. And then we've got a shuttle right there that can shuttle folks up to the stadium. Those are the policies that I'd like to just reiterate today.
Sure. And obviously, with, like you said earlier, everything that's gone on, how much more vigilant are you and the security team that you all have there on a game day, whether it be in Fayetteville or here in Little Rock, the state police, local law enforcement, on a game day because of what has happened since last season?
I think for us, this is something that we emphasize and plan every year. So in terms of more vigilance. I wouldn't say that that necessarily is the case, because we take our responsibility about the safety and security of this venue very seriously every year.
And Chris, is this for people maybe that are coming to their first games or whatever, is this real similar to what you would do in the airport, you know, as far as the screening, checking, is there pat downs, or is it you just check their bags and they go on?
We check their bags and they go on. We don't do pat downs, and we don't have imaging devices that folks are processed through, but we do check all the bags that come in. The other thing I might say, Trey, is that we have a lot of really good resources out there, especially on the Arkansas Razorbacks website. There is a fan guide that lists all of our policies, but it also lists really important information about where you can park, whether you are a Razorback Foundation member or you're a member of the public. The best route to get to whatever particular lot you're thinking about. We also will have a Game Day Central page on our website that will list specific information about that particular game. And that goes for War Memorial, too. When we have our two games at War Memorial Stadium, I'd really recommend that people get to wmstadium.com. Our policies are very similar, but there are some nuances, and I would just recommend that people pay attention to that.
And Chris, another question that I have is the differences. Are there any differences between the two stadiums? Say, for instance, something particular to Razorback Stadium that isn't the same here at War Memorial Stadium. And then some of the policies that are SEC mandated, like the fact that once you enter, you cannot leave and come back in without another ticket.
Right. I think the SEC policies that are consistently applied have to do with sportsmanship and not entering the field of play. And then you hit it, too, just with reentry. That is not permitted. I know at one point passouts were permitted, but that is no longer the case. So those policies are very similar. And on the big things that fans will encounter, we've gotten to a point where we're fairly consistent about those, whether it's the War Memorial Stadium management or our own management of the game in Fayetteville. So the bag policy is real similar, the cameras, the stadium seats, umbrellas, all of that is very similar.
Chris, sounds good. Anything we left out?
I think we're good. I really appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to a great season. Thank you so much.